The other day I was reading this shit. It was talking about how the white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
Boom, 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 boom. What's happening, everybody? This is Sir Box coming at you again. Same little bitty podcast that y'all probably say, man, why are these dudes still doing this shit? Man, ain't gonna stop until y'all hear me. Y'all ain't heard me yet, so I gotta keep on going. And even after you do hear me, I'm gonna still keep on going. And so please check out the website, herbboxx.com. Kind of like that scene on I Am Legend when he was on the radio. You see what I'm saying? So this is just like that. So if y'all out there, check out the website. Echo it again for him. So exactly. Give him the, was it used car salesman's pitch?
Mega sale.
I fucking put that. Yo, man, I am so excited because it's on its way, man. I mean, I know I've been talking about it, and for those, man, that hymn box is looking good. And then, you know, we're going to do a hymn box container for even your mother. Not to say she smokes, but, yo, she has rice and flour and sugar. And we had the containers for that. How dope is that, man, to have a box made out of hemp that is a container that you can have in your kitchen? You know, getting my Martha Stewart home living on. Yeah, herb box. For real, man. So we trying to branch out and trying to do the whole home decor situation. You know, I'm just seeing so much stuff in the news, man. It's just another... cannabis business just raised $3.5 million. Put the echo on that. $3.5 million. That's a lot of money. You know, congratulations to them. Now you got me in the cage. But so, with that being said, there's a lot of business out there. There's a lot of opportunities out there. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a good friend of mine, and they were thinking about, like, what else should I do? You know, the job downsized. And they got a nice packet, you know, little grip of money to move. And, you know, and just kind of like, man, I don't know. I'm just starting over. I've been with this job so long and all that, and that's... I told them, I said, hey, why don't you go up to Washington, Denver, Oregon, Alaska, California, find your way somewhere out there to do cannabis. You know, whether it be started trimming and goes from there, if you want to get into the resale of selling soil and, you know, nutrients, it's not going nowhere. It's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, I don't know if they took my advice, but they did say, hey, what do you know about Washington? just after I told them that, they called me. Hey, I kind of like Washington. I was like, yeah, you know, take a raincoat and an umbrella, believe me. You know, that's the worst that can be. Although, speaking of Washington, you know, in Everett, Washington, little suburb, outside of Seattle, the mayor there is filing charges, is filing a lawsuit to the pharmaceutical company who makes what is that pill? The pain pill. Cotton.
Cialis.
Not Cialis. Not Cialis. The pain pill is cotton. I won't say cotton.
Hydrocodone.
One of them. You know, I please, man. I understand. It's a very simply slope. If let's say you have an injury or whatnot, and you're using, you know, be very, very careful. And so, I just sent a friend of mine some cannabis oil for his shoulder, and he was saying, like, dude, I'm waking up looking for these pills, man. I think I'm tripping. I think I'm slipping a little bit. And I was like, dude, throw them away immediately. So, I mean, I know it's easy to do, and I think that's what the mayor of Everett is like, look, my whole district or my suburb or precinct, I don't know what it called, city or whatever, is under siege. Like, everybody's, I guess I am at fault at this. We look at that, the epidemic of the pills. We don't really pay it no mind. I know I haven't, and probably a lot of people, we just say, oh, that's just some, you know, them suburban people just, you know, they tripping. They ain't, you know, now they want to complain. But hey, man, anybody that's on drugs, whatever, whether it be the low income or a suburb or whatever, you know, it still needs to be, it's still a priority to look at and say, hey, look, this is a problem epidemic, not just for the poor areas, not just for the rich areas. It needs to be looked at. And I think we turn our nose down at them, and they really need some help. You know, just like the poor people, we look at them and say, well, you know, they need to take some personal responsibility and just not be getting high, and that's their fault. And, you know, it's a disease when people are on that stuff. We got to look at it like that. Take it a little bit more serious. And look at it, the federal government is doing, because they're not looking at weed as something different than these other drugs. You just got it all packed up into one. And that's where you have to get back and say, okay, times have changed and we need to look at this a little bit differently. You can't group everything the same, okay? I mean, that's why you got cars. You got a mid-side sedan. You got an SUV. All of it is a vehicle. They are different vehicles. So when you go get insurance, it's different type of insurance you get. You can get liability. You get full coverage. Collision. You know, there's different kinds you can get. And they are going to look at the vehicle that you in and address that, okay, you in a two-seater sports car, V8, let's say, you know, anything high, okay, your insurance is going to be high because it's in your male, okay, you're young. They look at it like this. I think the government should take a page out of the insurance. Look at what the drug is, okay? You can't say cannabis is the same as cocaine. It's not the same. It's not the same. Not at all. Not the same. Right? So
it doesn't have the same effects.
Exactly. And it doesn't have the same effect, nor will it cause the same problem. I guarantee you, a house or someone, a drug dealer selling cocaine and one selling weed, it's going to be a different type of clientele around. A different type of clientele is going to be around, so you don't want to mess with that. And speaking of that, even I was just reading in the news too, even the government researching the weed, they can't even grow it well. They're terrible at growing it. If you look at an article, I think of Fox, surprising Fox would even have this, but I believe it was Fox. It was saying how the research of cannabis of a drug overdose of drug disease, you know, is in Mississippi University. And so they are growing it down there in Mississippi University. And they was like, man, this is not, y'all don't know how to grow it. So what they should do is probably get someone there. And I mean, just like, I don't know. I guess they probably don't want to, well, we don't want to, first of all, it's in Mississippi. So you would think, okay, y'all got farmers, but maybe they ought to get some farmers. They trying to get a scientist to grow. He's like, man, I'm good at breaking stuff down. I'm not good at growing or whatever. So it's different. You see what I'm saying? That's why you can't say, well, just grow it. Just like any other plant. It is, but to get it to do what you need to do, you got to take a little bit better care and do a little bit better things for it. So, with that being said, well, we ain't gonna take up too much time today. Cause, you know, March Madness, did you fill out your bracket?
Oh,
this year I looked at it and I was like, man, I'm not even gonna front. I haven't watched not one basketball game, college game. So there's no way I'm gonna sit up here and can judge any of these teams. I have nothing about them, you know. So I'm gonna watch a couple of them, and that'll be my first time watching them. And that'll be it. But congratulations to the teams who made it. For the teams who didn't, you got the NIT. You know, do your best, man. Shine wherever you at. I always tell the kids, man, no, take advantage of the opportunity and the chances that you get, whether they be at the big stage or even at the little stage, wherever, you know, show up and show out. Show up and show out. So every day, that's what we here do at Airbox. We show up every day, we do a podcast. I don't even check my numbers. I don't even do that. I never even go on there and look. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, you don't want to know. I mean, listen. I'm doing it. If they get it, they get it. I'm not chasing numbers. I'm not doing it for popularity. It's a vehicle. It's a voice. I got a voice. I'm exercising. He said, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The smoothie is good, by the way.
Yeah, man, you know what? It's that time of year. I got to start back juicing and start back drinking and start back, you know. And I got to just be more disciplined in my eating, man. Because yesterday I had a burger at Brahms. And I haven't had red meat in about November, you know. Yeah, I've been doing pretty good on it. But I don't know, man. I was just fiending for a burger. And once I had it, I was like, that was disgusting. It's like, that was totally disgusting. And so I was just like, man, I need to get back on my smoothies. I need to get back juicing. You know, just get back to me, you know. My lifting is doing okay, but just check it up. But it takes up a lot of time. I mean, I know I got the plants going, and man, they take up. I need to dial it in to get it on. I just try to stay away from the liquid nutrients, man. And but you put it a lot of in at the beginning, and once you get it locked in, boom, it's gonna run like clockwork. But you gotta put a little, you know. You gotta put your, you know, gotta show up and show out. Just gotta get it right. Exactly.
Hey man, you should tell them. Let them know if they want to get their websites worked on. They can hit up
meekminds.com for sure.
Oh, mine, no S.
Yeah. You know, it's that time of year, man, for everybody. Websites, any ideas that you may have. You never know. You say, hey, I don't know how to do a website. No problem. We got it taken care of. You say, well, I don't know how I should have. No problem. We got you taken care of. Well, I kind of seen this one website. No problem. We got you. All right? MEEKMIND.com. All right? Let's say you say, well, you know what? I don't like this herb box, man. I ought to do a better podcast on cannabis. He's not even, whatever, I'm going to do it. No problem. You know what? Call us up. We can even help you with getting it uploaded on iTunes. We do all that. No problem. Because this lane is big. That's what I was just trying to tell you. Look, it's every day there's new businesses on. So please do. The more the merrier.
Good for the free market.
I mean, it's not even, I don't even see it as competition. I really see it as a brother and a sisterhood of everybody, you know, have something to plant. It's a plant that everybody can grow and everybody can gain something. And you should be able to do whatever. I'm not trying to be in competition with nobody. People send me emails, hey man, you seen this other box? You seen this box? I delete that shit. I said, man, I got time. They not no competition to me. We not in competition. That's a brethren. That's a sisterin. I salute them. Man, I run them thing from no mind. Man, no one mind can curse a job bless. They're never going to do that. So, man, what I said, what am I going to tell you? Tell that man, stop doing that, man. I'm the only one that can make a box. Well, that ain't not true. That man make a box just like I. He manifested his thoughts to make it. You know?
The Jamaican people neither condone nor endorse
that. Y'all don't know L. I'm fucking with L, but you know L's background. He's from Jamaica. Now, who's from, like, your lineages, I mean, blah, 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 blah. Boom. Got that tongue twist. Your background, your lineage of your family, who's from the island?
Well, both of my parents and my oldest sister, who's
44,
were all born there.
Wow. Your mother and your father. Man, they're from...
straight from there. Their birth certificate is in Jamaica.
What? Yard mine. Pondy River, Pondy Bank, Pondy River. Oh, hold on. Then your sister was born in Jamaica.
Yeah, she's 10 years older than me. She was actually born there. And,
now, wait a minute. She has her citizenship now, right?
Possibly.
Ooh,
exactly sure.
Is that right? Damn, Ike's gonna be looking for.
Luckily, his attention ain't toward Caribbeans. Is
do what?
Towards Caribbeans.
What about it?
I mean, they're not on the list of the states that your boy has the ban on.
Nah, that's true.
So, but it's the people.
Well, I can see the Jamaican. What wall you gonna build here? What pond you gonna put that there?
Where are you gonna build wall at?
What them say? What you gonna do what eh?
What wall you gonna build? Pond the river? Pond the banks?
Oh, cement gonna, all I gonna do is just make it. Oh, what you doing now? So yeah, so dang, is that right? So what part of Jamaica, from the countryside or?
My dad is from Clarendon.
Here from Jamrock.
Clarendon.
Here from Jamrock, man.
My mom is from St. Mary.
Oh, so she's not from Jamaica. Is that Jamaica?
St. Mary, Jamaica.
Oh, St. Mary, Jamaica. Oh, okay. All right. So, did you go back?
I mean, they've been back plenty of times recently. I have never been. I went when I was 1 year old.
So you never been? That boy, yes, Yankee boy. You never come home to see his folk. You never come home with you. You know, you never come home. And we ask him, why Ellie don't come on him? Oh, yank it out. You don't want to come down. They offer you to come, honey. If you say, Elle, when you going to come? You be like, nope. Y'all ain't got internet.
That's what he was just talking about that the other day. Cuba doesn't have.
Huh?
Cuba doesn't have access to internet like other parts of the world like we do.
Yeah, they do, man. Yeah. Don't. Yeah, they do.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. Matter of fact.
In certain parts of Cuba, yeah, but most of Cuba doesn't have access to the internet.
Oh, from the same, because they have coffee shops that have.
Yeah, in a lot of the developed parts of Cuba, they do, but in a lot of the other parts, they don't. But most of Cuba is like a.
It's only so much you can tap into that little bitty island, because if they do let people get there, and that's the thing, it's going to get taken over, and where you, it's only so much space. But you know, Cubans can come to the States. Like they have, as soon as they touch ground, you know, Reagan made it where they can have, you know, they got straight citizenship. Yeah. So ain't no ICE can't take them back over there. They straight. But it's beautiful over there, man. You know, when I was in Canada, Toronto, it was always commercials. Fly Air Canada, we have a flight to Cuba for only 200. I was like, what? I was like, the fuck? I gotta get to Canada. I gotta get to Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Gotta get that, man. It's a beautiful place. Matter of fact, for my birthday, man, my boy gave me a Cuban cigar. Have you ever been to the Cigar Lounge?
I've been before, yeah.
Yeah, man, he got me a nice Cuban cigar. I said, man, how you just gonna give me one? I'm not gonna smoke this. Like, this is a hand-rolled Cuban cigar. I said, man, you should have given me two. Let me smoke one and let me save one. You got it. I'd be out to a crazy mind. You think I'm going to smoke this? But then it motivated me. I was like, wait a minute. Won't I just take my ass to Cuba? You know what I'm saying? Woo. All right, we're going to take a break, man. We'll be right back, everybody. Peace.
Everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how I.
Should not. I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Right.
Why every shirts and bandanas? Hey, tiny thing that got me, I switched the planner. Bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clamors. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politician never did shit for me.
Nope.
Except lie to me, distort history.
Woo!
Wanna give me jail time and a fine. Fine, let me commit a real crime.
Sure.
I might buy a kilo for cheap beef. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets.
Ah!
Hear the freedom in my speech, got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the nest of Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today. Y'all gon' learn today.
Almost want to start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic that I'm using. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gonna learn today.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today. 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 Y'all gon' learn today.
Alright. So shoot-shoot-shooty-doo-doo. Yeah. Hey, man, you know what? Later on in the podcast, we're going to break it down. I got a cool dude, man. We're trying to bring into the fold of the Herbbox media, you know. And M&L, you know, chopping it up. You know, my man L keeps the record button right by and bow. Just hit it, and I was like, yo. So we're going to see what y'all think about it. Let y'all peek it out to the end of today. Well, I gave a little news earlier. Right now, only news is, man, that bad weather up in New York and Maine. And it's cold up in them there hills. Jeez, Louise. We are, what? About 4 or 5 days away from spring. Man. So, and hey, by the way, if anybody's in Bowie County, DeKalb, Texas, doing a farmer's market, put it together. Got some of the local growers around there. Vegetables, you know, and all that stuff. Not those growers. Yeah, it's something to do. Thought I'd shout it out. On the 27th of May, bong, you know, so that's that. Running down the line, what was I finna say? Running down the line. Oh, then you know what? The next show, I want to get into some more potting, some growing science, break down some amenities that I've been looking at. Like some ash, wood ash. It's good. You know what? That creates in your soil potassium. I didn't know that. You know, I'm reading my little stuff because you know I'm always trying to catch. Not so much. Just an extra edge. Just, you know what I can get the soil right because I want to get this. Not just so much feed the plant, but feed the soil. And I'm reading that, and I was like, what? Wood ash? No, it does, you know, yeah, potassium. So the NPK, the K, is that potassium, need that. I was like, okay. The P is not for potassium. That's, I'm going to let you do that. That is your homework. NPK, what does it stand for? All right, you should know that. Just get to the basics. That's what I'm saying. So we're gonna start the next one out. A little growth science, come at you, whatnot. See how y'all like it. And, get back at that. And so that's another little thing. I mean, you know, you got a lot of, you know, older ladies that garden. If they would just grow a little bit, take a little bit, not even to smoke it. Let's say they just get it, boom. make some cannabis butter so they can bake with it, make the edibles, and then they give it to some of the cancer patients, help them. I mean, so many things to do. That's right, I was sending off to that nursing home in New York that those ladies smoke cannabis up there. They let them, I was gonna give them a herb box. I gotta get on that. But it's snowing so much up there, so I know it's gonna be held up for a minute, so I don't want my package held all up and whatnot, so I'm gonna definitely get that out and get that address. Well, man, listen, it's been a Stone Cold Groove, Val.
Yeah, pretty Stone Cold.
Yes, yes, sir. So we're gonna play my man. Tell us about, you know, your boy.
Man, I actually been hyping him up, man. I'm like, man, come up, just host it, man.
Yeah.
Personality. So I just hit record, man, and I was literally in the process of saying, hey, introduce it like this. He's like, I got this, follow my lead. And then went on. And we talked about entertainment. It wasn't something that it didn't necessarily pick sides, but you just gave his opinion in a real smooth conversation about it, man.
Dig that. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think if my man here, we chop it up and we see what y'all got. And, man, y'all give us some feedback, man. It's herb box across the board, you know? I mean, from every outlet. And I'm not good at the outlets, but I'm there. You get at me, I'm going to get back at you. You don't like me, don't like me. I don't know, I'm all about shit, love at this point. Anyway, man, we're going to sign off. We're going to break out. As they say, on top of the mountain. Peace.
Wait, say it again. Say it one more time. Say it again.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Man. Entertainment. Honestly, shit. Like right now, hip-hop is literally, like literally what entertainment is. Like when you ask somebody, hey man, what's entertainment, man, if you look at hip-hop like right now, nigga, that's entertainment like at its finest, because compared to what it used to be, like they've completely taken lyricism and like threw that shit somewhere, like, nigga, like nobody, like, before people jump out their skin, I'm talking guys that's on the TV every day. Every day when you turn the TV on, you see these guys. When you go on the internet, you want to see who got viewed. Like, you look up. Nah, as a matter of fact, on the internet, generally when you go on shit like YouTube, something like that, if you go in like the suggested area, you're gonna find like these guys. Like these guys, you find them. And like, when you say entertainment, yeah, rap is entertainment right now. Until you get to like J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar. And that's so cliche to bring their names up now, because you hear that so much now. Like, that's really, you know, Big Sean, don't let me get that twisted. Big Sean, because he should be in everybody's like top five. Niggas is tripping with that. I just wanted to plug that in real quick. But we gotta revert to these dudes now. Anytime that we talk about like lyricism and shit like that, like they are actually, when you think about it, lyricism now is in a box. Like lyricism is in a box now, and the open stream is to actual entertainment, which is the topic of discussion. Entertainment, man. So you want to know what entertainment is? Be a hip-hop fan, be a rap fan right now. You know what I'm saying? That's visually, in your ear, your mind, because you ain't thinking shit productive listening to what we call hip-hop today. Like, you ain't doing nothing productive listening to that. I just refuse to believe that niggas is going to a legit 9-to-5 listening to Ray Shremmer. Like, no diss to those guys, because I was definitely a fan of the Mannequin Challenge, which is, what's that? very entertaining. Very entertaining. I was a, you know, fan of that shit. I was a fan of that shit. So I'm not dissing, but I'm sorry I'm not going to work listening to the fucking Mannequin Challenge. Like, come on, B. You tripping. No way. So entertainment, rap is entertainment right now. I mean, and fucking politics is entertainment right now. Everything is, like, entertainment shouldn't be a question anymore. Like, it shouldn't be a question of what is entertainment, man. Fuck you mean entertainment. Do you have a TV? If you got a TV, you know what entertainment is. And I don't mean just because you turned it on. I'm talking about life is entertaining now. Like, life is entertainment now. Look at our government. Look at our government. Now, don't think I'm one of those shallow people that's going to be like, oh, yeah, our entire government is a joke and entertainment. No, 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 no. But the race to it was entertaining than a motherfucker. Like, nobody gave a fuck about what Trump was saying. They was waiting on a punchline, man. Like, yo, what you got for me this time? What you got for me this time? That's what you felt like with Trump. That's what the vibe was. Yo, what he got this time? What the fuck you finna do now? We didn't give a shit about what Trump had to say, Trump's message, or even his counter. Like, we didn't care. We didn't care about what he had to say. We wanted to know what was the next what the fuck. What was the next what the fuck moment with Trump? That's what it was. What's the next what the fuck moment? So, yeah, man. Life as a United States citizen is entertainment. Your job is entertainment. Because it's like, you know, yeah, you know, I'm going to leave it alone, though, because I know you voted for dude, and that's your boy, and I don't want to play with you like that, bro. You didn't vote for him? Why not? Nigga's a genius. Look at him.
Trump?
Yeah. He's a fucking genius. That motherfucker.
It's just a circus, man.
Bro, if Trump was to ever produce a movie, I'd be the first one to go see it.
I bet you would.
I'd be the first one to go see it, bro.
He's a good businessman, but
yeah, he knows that. I mean, that's no secret. He accepts that. That's the thing. This is what people steal. Some people, let me say that. Some people get it now, but like, this is what some people still don't get about Trump. Trump is the asshole that every woman asks for. This is why the fuck he won, man. Like, think about it. I've myself have gotten way more pussy being an asshole, and I'm not veering off. Stay with me. I've gotten way more pussy being an asshole than I have being a nice guy or the nigga that lied and sold a dream.
Inadvertently, though, in the social settings, like, you just want somebody to be as real and as honest with you as they can. And that's what Trump is.
See that?
He's
you
not like, I'm going to raise and lower taxes. I'm going to get a billion jobs. No, yes, bro, yes, this is what I really want to do. Man. You can like it or not. And that's a problem.
And I don't give a fuck. What you think
about it, because this is who I am, this is how I express myself, and you can either like it or not. People are a lot, people can appreciate that more and more receptive to that than somebody that's like, I want to appear like I'm tough, or I want to appear like I'm non-confrontational. Like, you got everybody, you want everybody to like you. Trump realizes, like, making everyone like you doesn't get stuff done most of the time.
You know what I think I realized, what I think he realized? Is in the presidential campaign, all the ass kissing is just for money.